going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. This is Overtime, and I'm Ben Standick. I cover the Washington Commanders for The Athletic, and I'm with you guys until 10 o'clock. We've just talked a ton about the NFL, and we're going to shift a little bit here towards the NBA world. The NBA Finals are, of course, this week. But honestly, look, this matchup between the Thunder and Pacers, I do think is better than people think. But it's really not the big question that a lot of people have right now. The big question that I think is on a lot of people's mind because of the tradition and what it means to so many NBA TV watchers is, what is the future for inside the NBA? Not in terms of where it will be broadcast. We know that Charles Barkley, Kenny the Jet Smith, Shaquille O'Neal, and Ernie Johnson are going to be heading to ESPN. But the question is, it's not just that it'll still be on the air, which is great, but will ESPN, are they going to muck with the formula? The chemistry with these guys is off the charts, but it's also like they have so much freedom to go long on segments, to kind of, you know, go all over the place on TNT. ESPN, in a general sense, is a much, much more structured situation. So what is going to happen there? Now, Front Office Sports had a story up today about this very thing. And, you know, you can go read it for a lot of the details. But what they're reporting, essentially, I don't know if this is really reporting or just what they're hearing or however you want to phrase it, it sounds like the belief is that ESPN is going to by and large, leave TNT, leave the inside the NBA group alone. That they are going to be the primary group for the pregame show, the halftime show, and that's logical. Now, the pregame show, obviously, there has to be a cutoff point because it's going to be leading into a game, and the halftime is only, you know, so many minutes. The halftime will probably be the part where it's the trickiest, but it's not like they don't do halftime on Turner. The postgame show, though, is where the real questions exist, because that is where Barkley and them can really dive into all their shenanigans, you know, whether it's, you know, mocking players that are, you know, do something silly in game, or they go details to, you know, about the actual game itself, and you know, that they bust on each other and all these things. According to what I'm reading here on in Front Office Sports, is that there will be an extensive post game show, according to sources here to Front Office Sports. That is huge, because if they really do allow that to happen, then everything that we love about that inside the NBA group can continue. The question I have, though, is where will it run? ESPN, we know, has a ton of stations. They've got ESPN, ESPN2. They can stream it. They've got all kinds of things. There's no shortage of places they can put this. But, like, if the game is on ESPN, do you really want to have the postgame show on ESPN2? That would seem kind of odd. But simultaneously, you can't really have an extensive postgame show because you do have Scott Van Pelt hosting SportsCenter. Typically, as we have seen, that when ESPN has a game, their postgame show consists of Scott Van Pelt interviewing, you know, one of the announcers. He interviews one of the stars of the game, and Scott Van Pelt's the best. Like, I'm thrilled when Scott Van Pelt is running the show, but that's why you have Barkley in them. You're not doing that to then have Scott Van Pelt take it over. Now, will Scott Van Pelt continue to do that? Will they have simultaneous postgame shows? That sounds kind of nuts, but hey, this is the same place that has Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do Monday Night Football and simultaneously has the Manning cast. So they're willing to, you know, go head to head with each other in order to, you know, maximize their audience. Perhaps that can work here as well. Again, Scott Van Pelt's got a following. You know, if you stay with him following the game, then perhaps that means, you know, it's just more of the traditional Sports Center mixed in with that inside with the NBA recaps, as opposed to just an NBA focused recap, which is, you know, typically what we see with Barkley, Kenny, Shaq, and Ernie. I think that's going to be fascinating. But by and large, if ESPN can figure out how to do this, and they really do leave the Turner Group coming over alone, that is the best news for all of us who have been watching and watching and watching. My algorithm on social media for the last couple of days, I'm just getting bombarded with clips of Barkley and Shaq and all, and just the hijinks of what they're saying. You know, Barkley going after the ladies of San Antonio, or Shaq talking about nonsense about how to fill up your gas tank without filling up your gas tank and save money. And it's so many of these moments are just off the charts, hilarious, crazy. Not to mention, you can get Barkley with anything. There was a clip I saw where Ernie Johnson pulls the move that they did in Anchorman on the Ron Burgundy, where, you know, Barkley's just going to read whatever's in the teleprompter, and he's reading a promo. And then within the teleprompter, there's like a line that's, he calls himself a certain word, and you're just like, wait, what? Why did you read that? It is the best show. You can't replicate that kind of chemistry. ESPN's pre-post game shows have been, or pre and halftime shows have been terrible. I mean, let's just be realistic. But I know Bob Myers is one of those guys, and he's doing a fine job helping Josh Harris, I guess. But it is not a good show. I don't know what's happening with that show. Are they getting rid of Malika Andrews and whoever the analysts will be? I don't know. I mean, at some point it does, like, you know, what are you going to do? You can't have all of these shows. And plus, look, let's be realistic. The NBA is a very popular sport, but I don't know you need multiple pregame shows. I know Malika Andrews does their daily NBA show, so maybe that's where, you know, everything kind of just moves there. They're not really a factor in the pregame shows, but, you know, how will that work? As long as ESPN gives the Turner Group the runway they need to continue to give us the shows that we have grown to love, I think we'll all be happy. How they make it work ultimately, yeah, that's the question. But I think that's the part that is big. And I would imagine also they're going to find ways, ESPN, to use Barkley and Shaq and Kenny beyond just the pregame, postgame, and halftime. Now, I think Charles Barkley has come out and said, ESPN, don't go crazy here. I don't need to be working that hard. Don't start giving me more work to do, or, you know, I'll be out the door. He's threatened retirement so many times. Even like Sugar Ray Leonard's like, dude, you got to stop. But, you know, Barkley's got all the leverage in the world, because if he walks out that door, there is nobody to replace him. You can replace, you know, no disrespect to Shaq, you can replace Shaq and Kenny, whatever. You can't replace Barkley. So we will see how that goes. But hopefully this front office sports report is accurate, that they're going to give them an extensive postgame show so it can run as long as it does on TNT right now. That would be huge, without a doubt. But we're going to get the ESPN version here for the NBA Finals, and we're going to get Pacers, Pistons, and then, of course, a couple weeks down the line, we'll get the NBA draft. We're going to talk all of that with Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right. Last time I was hosting here, I warned you guys when I brought on our next guest that, the takes could be flying out of left field thoughts. Who knows what's going to happen? He was pretty solid, though. Down the middle, nothing too crazy. We'll see if we can get a little bit more out of Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports this time. Chase, of course, does a great job covering the Wizards, and we'll get to the NBA draft part of all this and the Wizards offseason in just a second. Chase, I was thinking about you. You are famously somebody who is sort of like anti-tanking, anti the process. You don't necessarily buy, you can tell me if I'm wrong, you don't necessarily buy the idea that teams are better served by, aiming to get a top, 1, 2, 3, 4 pick, et cetera. That's not necessarily the way to go. That, hey, just draft better. Just, find different ways to build a team. If that's accurate, you must love the Pacers, because by and large, other than Mathurin, this is a team that is built on guys who were not high lottery picks, maybe in the lottery, but late lottery, Tyrese Halliburton included. Am I right? You're a big Pacers guy, I would think.
Yes, I am a big Pacers guy. I think it's a little more complicated than me just simply being anti-tank, but I'll just kind of sum it up like this. When Wizards fans were saying, oh, they should tank under the Bradley Beal era, I was like, well, where's the evidence that leads to championships? Because I don't see any teams that tank their way to a title. And also, as I was saying at the time, and I think right now with Tyrese Halliburton, it looks pretty smart in hindsight. You don't have to pick at the top of the draft to get oftentimes the best players in their draft classes. So, I really like Tyrese Halliburton coming out of school. I didn't think he'd be this good, but I've always enjoyed the way he plays. I think if you just love unselfish basketball, players who score efficiently, who are really good passers and don't turn the ball over, then you love Tyrese Halliburton. But they've got a lot of guys on their roster that I've followed for years that I've enjoyed watching. Like, I've always been a big fan of Miles Turner's game. So, I think they are a good example of you can get there without tanking, but I think they are probably closer to the norm than an anomaly in that regard.
It's kind of like, the way I would look at it is, it's kind of like, let's say, you went with 10 people to a car lot, and you guys could pick any car you wanted off the lot. But you, and so ideally, of course, right, you want to pick like right at the top. You got a BMW X5 or maybe a Porsche or whatever the deal is. But if you're picking like ninth, you might be getting like the Buick Skylark or whatever car, Marissa Tomei is talking about in My Cousin Vinny, right? But who knows? Maybe some years that the underrated car, you know, is the overlooked one for whatever the reason. It's sort of like that. It's just simply your chances of your odds of getting a player you want, the better player, increase, obviously, the higher you pick. But it doesn't always mean it works out. We know this all too well, not just Wizards, but any NBA fan is well aware of this. I think this series is going to be pretty interesting because of the fact that both of these teams have a lot of depth. Obviously, OKC has a ton of high picks, Chet Holmgren being one of them. Guys, you know, picked in the first round. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, of course, comes over in the Paul George trade a few years ago. Both these teams were built by Paul George trades. What for you is sort of the main focus? What do you think is sort of the key for this series? Which, you know, I think people are focused on TV ratings, but I actually think it's a pretty good head-to-head matchup.
Yeah, I mean, I love the way these teams play. They're fast. They can shoot. I find the players that they have very likable. I think Pascal Siakam is going to be a huge X factor in this series because I think Tyrese Haliburton is going to have his work cut out for him going up against the Thunder. They have the deepest group of elite defenders at the guard position that I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen better starting backcourts in terms of just the defensive talent at point guard and shooting guard. Last year, you know, Jrue Holiday and Derek White, they were both all defense. That's really impressive. But I've never seen a team be able to go four or five guards deep with top shelf defenders like Cason Wallace, Alex Caruso, Lou Dort. Honestly, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is in that conversation. He got a bunch of votes for all defense. He's perennially at the top of the league in deflections and steals. He's not just a scorer. So all that ammo going against Tyrese Haliburton, that's going to be really tough for him. And Jalen Williams, I would throw into that conversation too. But I think Pascal Siakam doesn't really have that obvious physical matchup because he's at 6'8", 6'9". And if you look at the Thunder's roster, they've got a ton of talent at guard, but it kind of skips a few positions to get to Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein. So I don't think there's like an obvious player to stop Siakam. And obviously he's had a great playoff so far. So I think he can be a big X factor, as will the guys like Andrew Nembhard and Ben Shepherd, who have not been great three-point shooters during the regular season this year, but are each shooting over 40% in the playoffs, and the same goes for Benedict Mathurin. So the Pacers got to this point in part because a lot of their players leveled up as shooters. I think that's going to be really important to space the floor for Tyrese Haliburton, but I am picking the Thunder in this series.
All right, we're talking with Chase Hughes, Wizards insider for Monumental Sports. Now, Chase, because you, of course, you know, you grew up here, you cover the Wizards, you know, historically, we always got to look at the glass half empty situation with the drafts. Oh my God. They could have taken Steph Curry. They could have taken Kawhi Leonard, all these types of things. And I don't want to go, look, the Wizards, I think, are on the right track now with what they're doing. But that said, you've mentioned Tyrese Haliburton and you mentioned Jalen Williams. These are two guys in recent drafts that the Wizards, this isn't like pointing to a guy that was picked 20 spots later who developed. This is like guys who were picked. They were sitting right there. People even thought they might take them. And they didn't. Washington went Denny Avdia in 2020 with the ninth pick. Haliburton surprisingly was even there, but he slipped to 12. And then in 2022, they go Johnny Davis at 10. Oh boy. And Jalen Williams goes 12. Just for the purposes of, you know, the Wizards fans, which guy do you think is the bigger miss? Like that they didn't get Tyrese Haliburton or that they didn't get Jalen Williams?
Well, it's a fantastic question, so kudos to you for that one. Timely as well. I'll go with Tyrese Haliburton. Obviously, the gap between Jalen Williams and the guy that the Wizards picked is much larger than Tyrese Haliburton and Denny Avdia. But, you know, two reasons. One would be that Jalen Williams, you know, even the morning of the draft, I don't think most people expected him to go 12th. He was a guy who had a meteoric rise in the draft process. And the Thunder, by the way, had the 11th and the 12th picks that year, and they picked a different guy instead of Jalen Williams and then picked him 12. So I think if they didn't have those two picks where they felt like they could mitigate the risk of Ousmane Dieng, maybe he would have fallen further. Halliburton and Denny Avdia, what happened that year is both those guys were expected to go top five or six, and they both fell. So I think the Wizards liked both of them, but they liked Denny Avdia a little bit better. And I think Denny is a really good player. I think he's going to be an all-star, but I think in Tyrese Halliburton, they passed on a guy who would have altered their franchise significantly. I think he's the best pure point guard of his generation. I think he's going to go down as a Chris Paul-like figure for his generation. I think he's that good. I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. You know, I like throwing that around. But, like, just to put it in context, I think he is better than, like, John Wall and Bradley Beal ever were at their peaks. Like, that's the type of player we're talking about. A guy who's top 10, top 15 in the league, has now been the best player on two conference finals teams, a finals team. Like, I think if they had taken him, there's just so many domino effects that would have happened. And the future of the Wizards after the 2020 draft will look a lot different.
There we go. There's the chase. I know, going Tyrese Halliburton peak better than John Wall and Bradley Beal. Not even saying I agree or disagree. I'm just saying that there you go. That's a stance for sure. No. And you know, look, not to go, they needed to break up the situation with Beal and all that. But if you have Tyrese Halliburton come in, it would have given Beal that backcourt partner that he didn't have with after John Wall. And, you know, it never quite worked out with Spencer Dinwiddie. And Russell Westbrook was fun for a year. But, you know, where was that going? Halliburton for sure could have been a lot of fun and build towards something. But, you know, the Wizards are in that mode now of building their core. And to stick to the point of guys who are in the series, they also went the other way in the 2023 draft. They make a trade with the Pacers, you know, one spot difference to take Bilal Coulibaly, and the Pacers get Jairus Walker, who's, you know, he's played a little bit in the playoffs, but hasn't been much of a factor. I think he's going to be out the first couple games of the finals with an injury. So, you know, give the Wizards something there. I'm curious about this. In other series, some of these teams have so little depth that you could have seen some of the Wizards' young players maybe even being in a rotation for some of these teams, particularly maybe in Alex Sarr. Do you think any of these young guys for the Wizards, do you think, could crack the rotations for either of these teams? Like, I kind of think no, but you're watching the Wizards guys every day. You think any of them could actually do that right now?
I don't know about the Thunder. I mean, they're so good. They're so deep. But I think for the Pacers, you know, that the Pacers have had a little bit of trouble with their backup big man spot. I mean, they've had Thomas Bryant, but he got benched because he wasn't defending very well. He actually came back and made some big shots in their last game. But Tony Bradley got hurt. Like, I think Alex Sarr might be able to find some minutes behind Miles Turner. But I definitely think Bilal Coulibaly could be in the rotation for the Indiana Pacers. You know, defense isn't their biggest strength. And if he was going out there and that was just all he was expected to do, I think he'd be great in that role. And, you know, it's interesting you asked that question because the Oklahoma City Thunder, they also traded up in that draft. They got Cason Wallace 10th overall. And he's been really good for them. He's a really good shooter. He's one of the best guard defenders, I would say, in the league. He got votes for all defense. But I think he's just in a role where they don't ask him to do a whole lot. I really like Cason Wallace, but I'm not so sure that Bilal Coulibaly couldn't do what Cason Wallace has done for the Thunder. And he's firmly in their rotation. I don't know if he would make threes at the same percentage, but I think the defense would be there. So I think Bilal Coulibaly proved plenty last year on the defensive end that he could be in a playoff rotation if that's his primary role.
The Thunder, I mean, they are just so set up. They're the youngest team in the league. They have a preposterous amount of future draft picks. And even guys like you mentioned, like a Cason Wallace, they have guys on this roster who they can probably trade to get, you know, as a package to get, a bigger name player should they want it. And they might win the title this year. I mean, they could really be setting themselves up to be the dominant team for the next several years. It'll be really interesting to see what Sam Presti does. Obviously, he does a great job as a GM. Let's go back to the Wizards, though. Let's look forward a little bit. I'm going to ask you about the draft in a second. But, you know, they got to fill out the overall roster. They've got a lot of young players. They've got some vets, particularly in the backcourt, Jordan Poole, Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton. Free agency comes after the draft, and it's a little ways off. I don't think the Wizards are going to be big players in free agency, but have you started to think about guys that either they could sign in free agency like they did last year with the Jonas Valanciunas, or maybe a situation where some team is looking to dump a veteran contract and the Wizards could take the guy on and maybe help out their young roster. Have you kind of thought about any guys that maybe fit either of those categories?
Yeah, I think you're right on all accounts. I don't think they're going to be big players in free agency, even though one of the best things that they've done under this new front office is just, you know, clean the books and get in a much better salary cap situation. So when the time is right for that, I think they're going to be in a good position to do it. As far as trades, that is still definitely the stage of the rebuild that they're in. They'll take on salary if it involves draft capital, like we saw with Marcus Smart. They were able to get a first-round pick from the Grizzlies. And Marcus Smart's pretty good. I think he's still got value for them, or if they wanted to trade him. As far as signing vets, I think the Jonas Valanciunas route is exactly the way they would go. I just looked at the list of free agents, like Clint Capella and Steven Adams. They stand out, and for a lot of the same reasons that Jonas Valanciunas did. Like, this team is not great at rebounding, and they have a young big man in Alex Starr who's a little bit more comfortable playing on the perimeter, especially on offense. So, if you bring in a more traditional center, they can rebound, they can set screens. I think it also frees up Alex Starr a little bit defensively to kind of roam around and switch on to smaller players. Not that they would always play on the court together, but I think essentially getting a big man who can provide some muscle and also sort of do the traditional big man things, sort of the dirty work, if you will, which is set screens and rebound, so Alex Starr can sort of stick to his strengths.
All right, we're talking with Chase Hughes, Monumental Sports. All right, in the last few minutes, if I got to hear a little, let's get to the important stuff. Let's get to the draft. As we know, the Wizards have the 6th and the 18th pick. The 18th pick's a little hard to figure out who might be on the board, but at least with 6, we have a bit of an idea. So I asked you to rank your top 4 guys. We're going to just, for argument's sake, assume that Cooper Flagg won't be there. I'm sorry to say. Dylan Harper out of Rutgers also probably won't be there. Edgecombe, the same, but anybody else is on the board. I'm giving you to rank rank your top 4 guys for that 6th pick, however you want to do it, whether that's who you think are the best players, most likely to be there, best fits, whatever it is. Give me 4-1 just to set up the drama. Give me your 4 guys, that you think or make the most sense for the Wizards at 6.
From least likely to most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all being fairly likely. I'll start with Jeremiah Fears of Oklahoma. He is commonly projected to go in their range, and some mock drafts have him going to the Wizards. He doesn't really fit the mold of what they've gone after in the draft, and that he's a little undersized. He's also not the most efficient shooter, so they have to really project his shooting. But he's a guy who's going to be in that range, and they've overloaded on defense, so I think they could go with some offense in this draft. So I'll start with Jeremiah Fears. Third, I'll go Derek Queen of Maryland. Ooh. Also an offense forward player, really good player. I think he's going to be a good scorer at the next level and is commonly projected to go in their range. And then after that, I would say Ace Bailey at number 2 out of Rutgers. I think there's a chance that he could be there at 6. I think it's more likely he gets picked before the Wizards are on the clock. But if he did fall, he's got the positional size they look for. He's a really good athlete, and he's a lights out shooter, especially for his size. I think he could be a really good shooter at the next level. And then number 1, I would say, is Trey Johnson of Texas. I don't expect him to be there at 6, but if he did fall to the Wizards, I think he would be a great fit for them. He's got positional size. It's 6'6". He's a really good outside shooter. Might be the best 3-point shooter at the top of this draft. And I think it could end up being a 3-level scorer. And the comp I would throw out there for him is Devin Booker, because he's about the same size and I think has a lot of the same gifts as a scorer. I think he could end up being a primary scoring option on a pretty good team. So I think if you bring him in, I think he'd be a great fit with a lot of the guys that they have so far, which again, have laid a good defensive foundation. You could bring in a guy whose upside is on the offensive end, and I think it would help balance some things out.
First of all, great job sucking up to the Maryland fan base with the Derek Queen mention. Great job there. I probably would have done the same thing if we'd gone to 18 with the Georgetown fan base and mentioned center Thomas Sorber, who's in that general range. You didn't mention Con Knipple out of Duke, who's a guy that gets a lot of attention in this general range. And because he's a Duke, played with Cooper Flagg and just Duke in general, he's mentioned as a guy who could go, top 5 here, excellent shooter. Is he like just too much overlap with, say, a Corey Kispert for it to be of particular interest for the Wizards here?
I think it's that, and also he doesn't really fit the mold of the positional size, big wingspan. I mean, I could be wrong. Obviously, they need help with shooting. They have the 30th ranked offense in the league. They're the least efficient offensive team. So a guy who can shoot like him, I could see it. I think he's much more than a shooter, too. He's really strong. He's aggressive. He's very competitive. He's pretty good at getting to the basket, not only cutting, but also off the dribble. So I think there's more to him than that, but he just doesn't really fall in line with what they've targeted so far. So I haven't really seen him as a distinct possibility at six, but who knows? I could be wrong.
Well, look, I think Trey Johnson would be a fantastic pick. Everybody else, we'll see. These are all young guys. They could be the next big things, but more of a, you know, another piece as opposed to somebody who looks to me like a legit potential stud. But, you know, we'll see. A long way to go. You'll be all over it for Monumental Sports, covering the Wizards, the draft, and, you know, hopefully, you know, our guy Brian McNally gives you that space to just let you rip and fire off whatever you need to do over there. If he doesn't, just tell me and I'll work it out for you.
Yeah, we'll call it a cut to the chase. How about that?
Dude, you are fantastic at those labels. Great job. Cut to the chase. All right, Chase Hughes, great stuff. At Chase DC Sports on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call that. Great work. I appreciate it, my guy. We will we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Let's do it. Thanks, man.
Metal Chris, what's your view on the Wizards? You got a are you into the NBA draft? You have a guy that you're kind of been looking at?
Well, like I said, I am more of a Suns fan than a Wizards fan. I did live in Phoenix back in the 90s when Barkley was playing on the Suns. And much like how DC is, you know, even when the Commanders or the Skins are like the worst team in town, everyone cares. That's how the Suns are out there. Everybody cares about what the Suns are doing. Nobody really cares about the Cardinals that much and stuff. So I still follow them. My big frustration is KD is going to be leaving Phoenix. You know, the local boy here, but I was excited to see him out on the Suns, and nothing worked out there the way anything was supposed to work. They're stuck with Beal's ridiculous contract and trying to figure out what they can do. They didn't get Jimmy Butler, which is what everybody was kind of hoping was going to happen. And so I don't know what I want them to do at all. When it comes to the Wiz, I don't know. I'm still in the frustrated that they got the sixth pick because I hate the way the lottery works, and I can't believe Dallas got the number one pick. Like, for real, they're getting Cooper Flagg after all this, so I don't know, man. I'm just going to watch the NBA finals, and hopefully I won't be so bitter by the time that those are over. Hoping the finals are good. So that's where I'm at on the NBA right now. So
yeah, no, I made this point last time we had Chase on that, like, don't worry about what the Wizards quote unquote need right now. None of that really makes any difference. They've got some interesting young players on the roster now. None of them are such that you can't take a player at a similar position right now. It's just, you're in that talent gathering part of this rebuild,
and that's, I mean, they've been at that part for a long time.
Well, they're dedicated to it right now in ways that just hadn't been before. So they got six, they got 18, they got, I think, number 40, and a bunch of other assets down the line, including some future assets from your Phoenix Suns. We'll see how that goes. All right, we've got more to discuss. NBA Finals, Commanders, you want to call in 800-636-1067. I know we got call on hold, so call in 800-636-1067. Ben Standing with you until 10 here on Overtime on 106.7 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so I haven't mentioned this yet, of course, but if you missed any part of the show, you missed me talking with NFL insider Adam Kaplan, or you came in midway through my conversation just now with Chase Hughes from Monumental Sports about the Wizards and the NBA Finals, you can find all that on the Odyssey app. You can rewind and go back to parts of the show. I talked about the Commanders and previewing OTA in the first hour as well. There's also the Overtime podcast that you can find where you do podcasts. So there you go. Make sure you look, if you download the Odyssey app, the bosses will absolutely love that. I mean, it may not help your cause, but it's not going to hurt mine. So if you could do that, that'd be pretty sweet. All right. If you want to call in 800-636-1067, we're going to talk Jaden Daniels and NFL quarterbacks with Derek Clawson from The Athletic at the top of the hour. Mitch from New Jersey is on the line. He wants to talk about something I was talking about earlier, namely NBA, the inside the NBA group and going over to ESPN. Mitch, what's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I don't know why they had to remove it from TNT. If it's not broken, don't fix it. And these two teams, the one thing that's got them to where they are today, especially with Thunder, and it keeps paying off, these two trades with the SGA and Tyrese Haliburton, now Kings and Clippers, they can't get out of their own ways. They're one step forward, one step back. It's kind of been their forte of bad trades and bad picks.
Mitch, no, you're right. Look, it is. Teams are, you know, we see this all the time, right? Teams have a veteran player, they trade that veteran player, you know, for whatever the reason, and they use those future assets to rebuild it and take those next steps. That's great. The fact that both of these teams did it with Paul George trades, look, Paul George is a heck of a player, but he's never been an MVP. He's never been one of the five best guys in the league, I would say. So for it to be for him in particular, it's not like it was for LeBron or you know, Kawhi. It's just
he's always the second best in his team at best, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was probably like when Indiana and the Wizards were going head to head in the playoffs back in the mid 2010s. He was probably their best player, but yeah, it was best player, but not like, you know, wow, look out, Paul George is coming in. They got no chance. It wasn't one of those kinds of deals. So it's just wild that it happened that way. For those who don't know, basically, to sum it up, the Thunder got Paul George in a trade that sent, among others, Sabonis to Indiana, and then Indiana later used Sabonis to trade with the Kings in a deal that got them Tyrese Haliburton. And Sabonis is a good player, but like, just, you know, it's worked out great for both these teams. The Thunder, of course, you know, when they traded Paul George to the Clippers, that became, they got not only SGA, but like a gazillion five draft picks. Yeah.
Yeah. Five first round picks. It just keeps paying off and off. And they have three first round picks and they have signed, they have 14 players signed and going to have 15. So who knows what they're going to do with that. But for your Wizards and let you go, I think they should get, I hope they get, they should get two players that could be contributing within a year or two, I would think.
In the draft?
It's supposed to be a deep draft.
Yeah.
For the Wizards. It's supposed to be a deep draft, right?
Yeah, I think it's considered to be a pretty good draft. Mitch, I really appreciate the call.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, look, at 6 and 18, they'll have a good chance. It feels like at 18, look, at the top of this draft is better on paper than last year's was, and the depth seems to go, it seems to cut off right around that 18th pick from what I've heard. So, you know, they should be in good position to get a couple guys. Like I said before, right now it's about adding young talent to the pieces that they already have, sorting through that, coaching them up, and then figuring out which guys are going to be part of their, you know, core going forward, and which guys can maybe they turn into other assets, you know, trade for a veteran for real, not just a guy you're taking on a bad contract, but that extra piece that can put you over the top when the time is right. It's not now. They need to finish with a bad record next year because they've got their first round pick as top eight protected, or they lose it to the Knicks. So, I mean, unless Alex Saar and whoever they take at six just are so impressive that they just blow up and make the playoffs, you know, take the slow path and don't lose that pick. But by the way, one thing, when you hear about the Paul George trades and how Oklahoma City and Indiana really flourish after that, I'm not saying that the Wizards would have gotten the same haul for Bradley Beal. Sorry. Sorry to bring this up, Suns fan in there.
Yeah.
but when the Wizards, in my opinion, we've talked about this plenty, the second they traded Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, which was a great trade in the sense that they didn't give up picks and they got back some legit assets, Kyle Kuzma and others, you know, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, that moment they should have said, we are now going to rebuild. We've gotten rid of Russell Westbrook. We move on from Beal. And at that point, you could have gotten probably like a couple number ones, maybe a couple pick swaps, maybe a young player or two, because Bradley Beal at that point still had a lot of potential. And instead, they went the other way, signed him to a huge contract, gave him a no-trade clause. And even though they got some assets out of it in the trades, it's not what it could have been. So when you see, this is the thing with Oklahoma City, you know, I don't think they wanted to trade Paul George necessarily, but they knew they had the Clippers over a barrel. The Clippers were only going to get Kawhi Leonard to go to them if they brought in another, you know, superstar type player. Paul George was there. The Thunder's like, cool, you want him? Give us everything. That's how what you have to do. You have to recognize the moment and where you are in that moment and take advantage of it. The Wizards didn't do that with Beal. Okay, it is what it is. Spill, you know, water under the bridge, yada yada. But
I feel Beal had a hand in that as well, where he was basically demanding this massive contract, and then a year later, he's like, "No, I want to be gone now." And you're like, "You wanted to commit and have everyone put all this money in and long term deal and guaranteed money, and then 1 year later, you want to go?" It's like,
I think in his case, like, I think Beal could have probably stayed here, but I think they, or you know, when the organization turned over with the new Michael Winger, Will Dawkins coming in, they were like, look, here's the deal. We are not tied to you. You were here before us. Everything that happened before us does not matter to us anymore, and we are going this direction. Now, you can stay here if you feel compelled to with your no trade clause, but we're just telling you that we're winning 15 games next year. So at that point, I think Beal was like, well, okay, what can we do? And then they made the trade. But yes, there was no reason to – I know people out there going, Ben, you got to give it up. It's over. But I'm just saying, this NBA Finals in particular is just a reminder to me of what could have been, but it is what it is, and the Wizards are, you know, at least they've recognized that they need to start heading in the direction of, say, what the Thunder did. Young players get assets, and they have a bunch now, and go forward from there. We're going to go forward from here and talk about the NFL. We're going to talk about Jaden Daniels and what are the next steps that he needs to take to continue his ascendance in this league. We'll do that next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.